Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Cal McPherson. How is your day today, Cal?
Very good. Yourself?
Not too bad. So Brent is back up to the top of the range again at $43 per barrel. What has led to the positive start to the week?
Well, I think one of the things has been the news that the Saudis have announced another increase in their selling prices. So every month they publish an official selling price for the following month as a spread above or below benchmark prices. And obviously these official selling prices have been significantly discounted in the when the market was really in its depths of April and May. But since then the Saudis have increased their selling prices, and they have done so again, particularly to Europe, where they've increased prices by $4 per barrel. And that is now more or less flat to Brent, whereas in April and May they were applying a discount of $10 per barrel. And now it's interesting that the Saudis have already published their prices for August. If you look back over the last few months, every time the Saudis had delayed the publication of their prices until there had been a discussion with OPEC and OPEC Plus about the scheduling of their cuts. And this happened last month, where there was a discussion about extending the deepest tranche of the OPEC's scheduled plan of program of cuts. So perhaps the fact that the Saudis have already gone ahead and announced their official selling prices perhaps means that we should not expect any further extension in this first stage of the cuts. But also the fact that they have again increased their prices suggests that, notwithstanding that, the Saudis are confident that the market is tightening.
Okay, and there was also a large fall in US inventories. Can you go through that for me, please, Calum?
Yeah, now US crude inventories did break the all-time high set in 2017, but not by very much. And as you say, we had a significant fall last week of about 7 million barrels. So time will tell, but it may be that we have already seen the peak in US inventories over this cycle. And certainly it does seem unlikely that we will see inventories surging and setting some very much higher level than what we've already seen. Another interesting perspective, actually, on storage and on the recovery of the oil market is the Baltic Dirty Tanker Index, which has recently reached its lowest level since 2009. Now, this index is essentially concerned with tankers that are used for transporting crude around the world. And if you remember back to April, when there was grave concern that that storage could be overwhelmed, and there was a desperate demand for storage, and the forward curve got very, very steep, and so people were able to pay a lot of money to charter vessels purely to put oil in them, to store that oil and to sell that into the forward market a few months hence. That led to the price of tankers becoming extremely high. And what we've had since then is a lot of that crude coming out of floating storage and moving into more conventional on land storage. So that's the first stage of rebalancing of the inventories, is to move from expensive inventories into the cheaper forms of storage. And that, of course, reduces the demand for oil tankers. But the other thing we've got going on, of course, is that oil output has also reduced dramatically. And if there's less oil being produced, there's less need to ship it around. And so that also leads to a reduction in the demand for oil tankers. So really, the fact that the Baltic Dirty Tanker Index is at its lowest level since 2009 tells us that the market is rebalancing.
The market does not seem to be that concerned about a possible second wave of coronavirus in the US either.
Well, Well, I think the question here is, are we actually seeing a second wave in the US or not? Because if we look at the developments of the rate of infections in New York, which was sort of hit early on and very hard by coronavirus, and then Texas, which is where cases have increased more recently, what you see is that cases in New York started in mid-March and they peaked in mid-April, whereas in Texas we had fairly moderate rates of infection until relatively recently, middle of last month, I would say, and then they started to increase dramatically. So I think that perhaps what we've got going on in the US is not so much a second wave as a first wave, which is just moving mainly south throughout the US, and so these southern states are now experiencing their peak, or perhaps close to imperially experiencing their peak. So consequently, I don't think that the increases in demand that we've seen in oil generally are likely to go into reverse.
Okay, and finally, do you think Brent will break out of the range?
Well, I think it will at some point. That's definitely, it's a question of when and in which direction. I have to say that June's probably been the most boring month in the oil market since last November. I mean, given the kind of volatility we sort of got used to, if that's the right word to use, in April and May particularly, it has been an extremely tight range that we've seen in the last month. So it gets a little bit hard to know what to say about it. But I mean, as we've been discussing, I think that the fundamentals are much, much better than they were. So they certainly do support much higher prices than we saw in April and March. But I still do have some worries about equity markets and whether, if we got a correction in equity markets, that would feed through into oil. And from that point of view, it's worth noting that we still have the support level at 40 and we have the resistance at $44 per barrel. There's also quite an interesting technical pattern forming when you look at the moving averages, and that is that the 50-day moving average is moving up through the 100-day moving average. This is known as a golden cross, and it's generally taken to be a bullish signal. So it's all things taken together, and particularly because of the supportive fundamentals, my suspicion is that even if we do see the market dip in the coming weeks and months, it may well be that it recovers again over the summer, and we end up testing $45 plus per barrel.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thank you.